Should there be background checks when people buy ammunition?
Balance your life with dollar signs. Tune into Marketplace Money this weekend for a look at the issues affecting your wallet. Whether it's investing, renting an apartment, or sending your kid off to college, we'll help you navigate.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Vice President Joe Biden will meet today with members of the video game industry as he continues to look for ways to reduce gun violence in the wake of the Newtown tragedy. The vice president will deliver his recommendations to President Obama on Tuesday. One idea emerged this week from Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. He wants background checks for the sale of bullets. Senator Blumenthal joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So you want to require background checks for ammunition purchases. Tell us about that.
Ammunition is the black hole of gun violence prevention. There are prohibitions against certain categories of people buying ammunition as well as firearms. But the only checks done on purchases are for firearms, not at all for ammunition. So the point is to enforce the laws through this enforcement tool so that background checks are performed to detect people who are actually now prohibited from buying that ammunition.
Have you spoken to retailers about this idea? I mean, how difficult would it be to implement a policy like that to require a background check for an ammunition purchase?
Very simple and easy. Background checks are performed, literally millions of them every year. 700,000 people have been barred from buying firearms. The check can be done electronically. And the cost overall to taxpayers is about $5 million a year. That's $5 million with an M, not B. So it is literally less than a drop in the bucket in terms of its cost overall.
Now, not everyone loves this idea. I saw a quote from the head of a hunting group in your state who said all it's going to do is put restrictions on the good guys.
It doesn't really put restrictions on good guys. First, understand that someone who owns a pistol permit or a hunting license already has gone through a background check, and so no additional background check is required. And the so-called restriction is just a quick check, just as you would if you were buying alcohol and someone wanted to check whether you were a minor or not. So these kinds of checks are not restrictions. They simply prevent bad guys from buying ammunition, just as we prevent bad guys from buying firearms.
Do you think that any legislation can get through Congress, get signed by the president fast enough to happen before the momentum after the Newtown tragedy is gone? I mean, already there is more and more vocal opposition to new gun control measures in this country.
Good question. The momentum really has to be sustained. We can't rely on any single episode as horrific as Newtown was. History teaches us that every one of these tragic incidents generates a certain amount of public outrage, and yet it dissipates or fades over time. The challenge will be to maintain the momentum, and it will take a sustained effort.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Well, bank earnings season starts today when Wells Fargo tells us how it did last quarter. Our senior business correspondent Bob Moon has a preview.
It's a can-you-top-this kind of earnings report for Wells Fargo, which has enjoyed 11 straight quarters of profit growth. Matt Kopenheffer, who watches banking for the Motley Fool website, says investors have high expectations.
It's kind of like the Michael Jordan-era Bulls. They expect things to be good. They've priced the stock that way, and so there's a pretty high bar for the company to jump over.
The bank's dominance in the mortgage market has been a mixed blessing. Morningstar analyst Jim Sinegal says it's been doing well helping homeowners lower their house payments, but that only goes so far.
Wells and the rest of the banks have really been benefiting from high refinance volumes with the low rates, but at some point home sales are going to need to pick up in order for Wells and for really the rest of the economy to improve.
While the overall economy remains sluggish, though, Sinegal says the banking recovery looks to be much further along.
They've built so much capital since the crisis. I think for the most part, they're out of the woods.
Wall Street seems to think so. Financial shares in general are on the rise so far this year. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in global trading this morning, up 1.4% in Tokyo after Japan's government unveiled a new stimulus package, down 0.25% right now in Paris. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 80 points to close at 13,471.
Marketplace covers the world of economics. Are you ready for some Freakonomics? We're partnering with the team that writes about the hidden side of everything for a regular Marketplace Freakonomics story, podcast, and more. Just go to FreakonomicsRadio.com.
With the natural gas boom that's going on in this country right now, a debate is emerging. Drillers want to export that natural gas, but some big industrial buyers want to keep it here at home. And they've just formed a group in Washington to push back on exports. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Scott Tong reports.
The new group represents natural gas buyers, like American chemical companies. They're thriving now because U.S. gas is cheap. But liquefying and exporting gas? The Obama administration is thinking about it. And George Biltz at Dow Chemical says, limit it.
There is a range, a sweet spot, that works for the country. Clearly, unfettered exports, we don't believe works for the country.
He says exporting too much robs from domestic supply and drives up prices. A government study suggests that'll be limited. But the bigger pushback comes from drillers. Reducing exports cuts demand for their product. Analyst Nikos Tsafos is with PFC Energy.
If there isn't enough demand for gas, prices are going to go down and companies are going to drill less. They're going to build fewer rigs. They're going to hire fewer people.
Stand by for a fight. Big drillers versus big buyers. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
And finally, to a challenge many Americans are dealing with right now, what do you do with that old Christmas tree? Well, in Germany, they've got a good idea. There is a competition to see how far people can throw old Christmas trees. The winner this year was a returning champion who launched his tree 73 feet.
Oh, Tannenbaum, oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine.
In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.